With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. European Union Foreign Policy Chief Joseph Borrell on Sunday called for the entire international community to honor arrest warrants for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, which were issued by the International Criminal Court. Well, even before those remarks, House Speaker Mike Johnson expressed concern about that decision. On the Salem Media Group news program this week on the Hill with Tony Perkins, Speaker Johnson said the U.S. needs to take a firm stand against that action.
We need President Biden and Chuck Schumer in the Senate to stand up right now and declare that this arrest warrant cannot be acted upon. We have legislation that is pending there, bipartisan legislation, to counteract this. And so far, Chuck Schumer has not put that legislation on the floor. They need to pass that. The president needs to get out on his international platform and say, enough is enough, and we will not stand for this.
Speaker Johnson's full interview was aired during this weekend's broadcast of This Week on the Hill. Also, at SRNnews.com, President-elect Trump is discussing global security issues with the head of NATO. He met with NATO Secretary General in Palm Beach Saturday. In a news release, they said they talked about a range of global security issues facing the alliance. The president-elect's filling key posts in his second administration, shaping up differently than his first.
Matt Continetti of the American Enterprise Institute tells the Salem Radio Network about the new approach the president-elect has toward assembling a new cabinet.
He had some trouble with some of the agencies in his first administration, in particular the security agencies, DOJ, FBI, DOD. And this time he wants to put in people that he trusts.
Continetti says Mr. Trump is prioritizing loyalists for top jobs.
This time, he wants to put in people that he trusts, people who have also had adverse experiences with those agencies, and he wants to exert his control over them.
Bernie Bennett in Washington.
This is SRN News. Christmas stamps are here, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
And once again, the Postal Service has opted to make reference to the real reason for the season. Amongst its 2024 Christmas offerings is a stamp depicting the infant Jesus in the arms of his mother. It is a copy of a Madonna and Child painting rendered in the 1600s by Italian artist Giovanni Battista Salvi and is currently held by the St. Louis Art Museum. Postal Service spokesman Sheila Holman says the stamp is, quote, a beautiful reminder of the season's roots. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Attacks on Christians in Turkey have spiked. International Christian Concerns says the number of hate crimes perpetrated on believers more than doubled from 2021 to 2023. The ICC report adds that the crimes include property damage, harassment, and violence. The true number of hate crimes likely higher than what's been presented due to victims' fear of reporting. This is SRN News. A listeria outbreak tied to Yuxiang Foods claims a life.
The CDC says a California woman who was pregnant with twins is among at least 10 people sickened by listeria across several states. Both of her unborn twins died, one testing positive for listeria, which public health officials are linking to a recall of Yuxiang Food ready-to-eat meat and poultry products that include chicken feet, duck neck, and pork hock feet and tongue. Yuxiang has recalled more than 72,000 pounds of product. Listeria infections can take days or weeks to cause symptoms. I'm Julie Walker.
Astronomers have taken a close-up picture of a star outside the Milky Way for the first time. The European Southern Observatory says the star is about 160,000 light years from Earth. It's puffing out dust and gas before it becomes a supernova. More details at SRNnews.com.